Listener Production.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Mitsiou. National Cabinet has basically agreed to nothing today other than to keep chatting about healthcare. The Prime Minister has made it clear health reform is their first priority issue for the year. As for Medicare, the Health Minister says that won't be fixed quickly, acknowledging they've put $750 million aside to strengthen it. Other hot topics discussed were an Indigenous voice to Parliament, where state leaders signed a statement of support, and to report back mid-year on a national firearms registry in the wake of the Queensland Police tragedy. New South Wales doesn't just have a rivalry with Victoria. Premier Dominic Perrottet has hit back at his South Australian counterpart after Adelaide made the pitch to Cricket Australia to steal the New Year's test.
A five-day washed-out test in Sydney is much better than a five-day test in Adelaide. At the end of it, you spent 5 days in Adelaide.
And what's this risky balloon hovering in the US? Well, it's believed to belong to China, who have been monitoring America's airspace for several days, but the Pentagon has decided not to shoot it down due to a safety precaution. Usman Khawaja will train for the first time in India today after his visa drama, while former Aussie quick Jason Gillespie has told listeners Willow Talk podcast, we should back in our fast bowlers to do the job in next week's first test.
I think our fast bowling is a real strength there. You know, India is certainly not a graveyard for fast bowlers that people assume. Patience, discipline and execution of skills is absolute key.
Just out of Collingwood, Darcy Cameron has suffered a minor hamstring strain, sidelining him for the next couple of weeks. And Bulldog star Josh Adokar is out of this year's NRL All-Stars clash. Canterbury are yet to disclose why, but he's likely to line up in round one.